Joined in the studio right this moment with Mr. Dr. Mike Pearce. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you on this fine sunny... Well, it's a Wednesday. I keep losing track of days. I know it's the 30th of July. That's because it tells me down there. So,
yeah.
Mike, obviously you've been on the show before when Pat's obviously hosting it, and so one or two people may well recognise your name, but just give those that... don't remember or new listeners to the One Love Breakfast a little bit of background of exactly, well, who you are and what you do.
Okay, doke. Yeah, my name's Mike Pearce and I'm the chief exec of the SAGME project, and our work mainly focuses on those who were abused as children and who've gone on to self-harm using drugs or cutting or whatever in order to suppress the emotions that follows that trauma. And we're based in North Bristol, but see people from all over the southwest, in fact. And, yeah, it's a very wide-ranging service, but works very well indeed.
You bring in quite a few of the sort of local help as well, don't you? I noticed, obviously, you've got, like, Bernardo's. You get involved with them quite heavily as well, don't you?
Well, it's great now. What's happened over the last few years is there's far more cohesion now among care services, and particularly where the issue of child abuse and its the effects it has... organizations now beginning to work far more closely together. So yes, we get people from Bernardo's and others like that, and SPCC and so on, right across the board, really.
Yeah, superb stuff. Does it have to be something that obviously has been happening recently? You know, I mean, do you sort of have people that have been abused going back sort of many years, that sort of thing? You know, obviously we're still suffering from the after effects of it.
Yeah, sure. That in the main, that's what it is. People who've lived a lifetime almost from the first instance of that abuse and have managed to cope and learned how to cope, maybe perhaps learning how to cope in ways which aren't all that effective now or good for them, like using drugs or alcohol and so on. But then there comes a time, I think, when people say, I really want to do something about this, and then the disclosures happen and so on. It's far more effective now, far more awareness, you see. Once you can raise that awareness and people know what you're doing, then it's almost like giving them permission to come and say, hey, I got a problem with that.
Yeah, and I need help. And what do I do? Yeah. I mean, it really, you mentioned then about the media. I mean, it only really seems to sort of come up and be, you know, have a massive sort of splurge across, especially like the red top papers and things like that, when there is a massive media, either something dramatic has happened with a famous person or something, you know, very, very bad has happened to either a young child or something like that. And then it all goes, you know, a bit like we've been chatting about the Gaza situation.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
like,
it's all over the newspapers. Yeah. And then a week later, it's forgotten.
Well, that is the problem, of course. And it might be forgotten for many reasons. I mean, who really wants to shoot themselves in the foot? You know, the news needs to be about... you know, it needs to blast it out and all the rest of it, and then it dies, yes. But the problem is with the person themselves who've experienced that abuse, that problem does remain. And in instances like now with the red tops and all the rest of it, which is great for raising awareness, but behind that, what happens to the people who've got that problem? Where do they go with that?
Mm. Yeah, so really, what can be done? I mean, what would you... some of your suggestions, perhaps?
Yeah, well, I think really that it needs a fresh look. How do we manage the media in instances like this? And if we're going to make a statement, what might be the ramifications of that statement for the very people we're purporting to help and represent?
Exactly. So, and I mean, you just don't take. I mean, it's for all ages, and it's not, and it's all for all nationalities and wherever they may come from. Yeah. Obviously, because it's the after effects are the same because we're all one human being, aren't we?
Of course, and it's a very personal thing. The invasion of that privacy, which abuse is, that is very, very private, and it can become almost like you're captivated within that period of time when that abuse happened. And then when there's the release, the trigger or the flashback of what's happened, then people can re-experience that very that time when that happened.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
Christopher? Christina.
Yeah, I've worked with Mike since 2000 and managed all his press for the Southmead Project, and worked with many projects like the Southmead Project because of, you know, personal issues in my own life with people around me who have suffered abuse and also drug and alcohol addiction. And one of the things that I just want to talk about is this, pick up on Mike's comment about flashbacks, because when that happens, it puts huge demand. Let's just take Bristol. I mean, it's, you know, countrywide, but let's take Bristol and our drug and alcohol and abuse services. It puts enormous demand. If someone's been disclosed years ago and gone through their own counselling or not, and then the Red Tops and all others start, you know, doing their campaigns about abuse, what happens is they go back into that, the flashback, and then we have a situation where the demand becomes enormous on the voluntary services like the Southmead Project and others. And we still have that gap. We still have that gap whereby government, whilst recognising and saying they recognise it, needs to actually put more money into the projects, because the demand on the projects in the last year has been enormous. You have waiting lists, and I'm aware of that because of my work with Mike, but I'm aware of it because of my work in the communities and what I hear from the people who are suffering abuse. It's, you know, they need it when they need it. They need to be able to pick up the phone and say, I need to talk to someone, buddy, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the waiting list, I mean, it's a bit like when you ring up the doctor and say, oh, you can't see us until next Wednesday.
3 weeks,
well,
yeah.
Or 4 weeks away, and you go, well, actually, that's no good to me, is it? Yeah, you need to have that response now, because, I mean, especially, I mean, if you go around the city centre at whatever time of night, you do see a lot of people there. They're
absolutely
sleeping rough, or they've been taking huge amounts of drugs, or they're drunk, or whatever. And yes, obviously there's some there that, to be honest with you, they should be helping themselves and they should be doing more to get on with their life and come out of that situation. But some of them, there are reasons why they're down there, and probably the child abuse from years gone by is possibly one of the reasons why.
Yeah, it would figure very highly. We go training all over the country, training generic workers in handling abuse disclosure, and one of the first questions I ask is how many people you're seeing would have experienced childhood trauma, and they say, well, all of them. You know, it anecdotally certainly is lots of evidence. We need to build on that, though. It does need to be more science in this as well, but a human perspective is what I'm on about today, especially that these people are suffering without a doubt, and help is needed for sure.
Absolutely. We'll be chatting more with Mr. Dr. Mike Pearce, and also Christina Rubin is here in the studio as well, all about the Southmead Project and the fantastic work that they're doing, and also highlighting one or two, they've got some couple of things that are going to be happening during the course of the next couple of months as well, not only just to bring the Southmead Project more into a prominent position within the Bristol community, but also obviously to try and hopefully raise some money, some much needed funds. So back with Dr. Mike Pearce right after this.